Hi, my name is Zakir, and welcome to my vodcast, The Unlimited Power of Focused Thought, to create whatever you want in your life. All right, here we go. The most powerful force in the entire universe is the power of focused, deliberate, consciously directed thought. More powerful than any form of action that you could ever dream of doing. Just one person powerfully focused on something good is a million times more powerful than a million people taking action alone. Focused thought is more powerful than politics or governments or corporations or gangs or groups of any kind that are typically banded together to get rid of what they don't like and don't want. But one person focused upon what they do want is a trillion times more powerful than all of the groups of people fighting against what they hate and don't want. People band together in gangs to get the other gangs from to keep the other gangs from imposing their will upon their gang. But they are all wasting their powerful creative energy because the law of attraction ensures whatever you focus on is obviously the most important thing to you, so it gives you more of it. That's why, of course, these stupid wars like Gaza and Israel just go on and on and on and on forever. Because each little band, each little gang, each little group, each little religion, each little, ideal are just fighting one group to try to keep that group from imposing their will upon them. So it just keeps going on and on and on and on, and you just keep getting more and more and more imposition and more war. And in this case, what is more important is what the other gang wants, not what you want. So people focus more on the other people and what they want, which is what you don't want, than what they actually want. If people just focus on what they want rather than worrying about what the next guy wants, then they would actually get what they want. Trying to keep the other team from getting what they want, well, that is in conflict with what you want. It is an action-based strategy that has no power because no one has any control over anyone else. And there are way too many people on planet Earth to try to control, and you are focused upon the other team, another gang, another political party, etc., etc., just sabotages yourself because you're focused on your fears that other team, that other gang, that other religion, etc., will win rather than you. And so, quite often, that prophecy actually comes true because your powerful focus upon what you don't want energizes what you don't want and creates more of what you don't want. Action alone has minimal power because of your personal limitations and especially your complete inability to control other people except through coercion, violence, and aggression and punishment, etc. Hence why oppressive governments just get worse and worse rather than better, and why so many people just must gang up together to exert that futile control. But one person's peaceful, allowing, steady focus upon what they actually want is a million times more powerful than the fiercest gang of bullies. Case in point, Mahatma Gandhi, a frail wisp of a man dressed in a diaper with not a dime to his name, created what he and his people wanted: equality and honor and respect and freedom and prosperity. And the entire action-based might of the entire British military and aristocracy was ultimately powerless in comparison to that peaceful force of good. So the most powerful skill that you could ever master is the unlimited power of your focused, deliberate, conscious thought. And the unlimited power of focusing on what you want rather than focusing on what you don't want. Because either way, your focus Either way, that either direction that you're focusing, either on what you don't want or what you do want, you're going to get more of wherever you're focused on. If you're focused on what you want, you're going to get more of what you want. If you're focused on what you don't want, well, of course, you're going to get more of what you don't want. Your power is limited in what you can create in your life through action and training and developing skills and working hard towards your goals, etc., etc., because you only have so much energy and so much time. Alone, you have very little leverage. Even banding together with other like-minded, action-oriented, action-junkie-based people, even that group action, which has power to it, of course, because it's got the group vibration, it's still severely limited. It's still impotent, especially in comparison to focused thought. But as soon as you, as an individual, or your group, gets focused in powerful, positive ways, well, now you have the unlimited power of the universe working for you. So, you're of course gonna, you're asking me, or asking inside your head, how do you tap into that unlimited power? How can I tap into that unlimited power? Well, step one is let go of your addiction to action and your addiction to the futile pattern of trying to get rid of what you don't like and don't want to feel better and trying to control external reality. So that means a whole lot more inner play and a whole lot less outer work. That means starting your day right every day by reserving for yourself an hour of power or 30 minutes to thrive. Thanks, Tony Robbins, for those names, where you spend 15 minutes in meditation and 15 to 45 minutes with affirmations and other inspiring processes, you know, such as visualization and so forth, to get you into alignment with your desires and the unlimited power of the universe that is ready, willing, and available to give you whatever you want that you are most focused upon. And to that regard, I recommend my amazing Master Keys of Success and Daily Success Rituals series, available for the measly, paltry, minuscule sum of $47, available at masterkeysofsuccess.com. And by dedicating this extremely powerful time for your focused, conscious creation, you build up a powerful train of momentum that is absolutely impossible to stop, where every day things in your life just get better and better and better. And you take no action unless it is action that is inspired from the solid, aligned foundation of positive focus that you have built up over time in your daily success keys and doing meditation and affirmations and so forth. And this inspired action is then fun and exciting and powerful and extremely fruitful and even miraculous in many ways, as the smallest bit of action achieves massive results compared to your old action, action, action with no internal work done at all, because you have the unlimited power of the universe behind you now. And a cavalcade of amazing synchronicities start to happen on a daily basis, where you meet the right people at the right time and you're offered beyond amazing opportunities because you have allowed the universe to do its work of coordinating all of those synchronicities and organizing all of the cooperative elements for you to give you what you want. And you didn't need to get in the way. And block these synchronicities with your past patterns of futile action, action, action to try to control conditions and circumstances so that you can feel better. Conditions and circumstances that you actually have no control over. So your goal is to become a Zen creator rather than an action creator, an internal creator rather than an external creator, which initially feels like you are doing absolutely nothing. But focus is not doing nothing. Focus is the most powerful action you can take. So your morning, daily rituals of success and your affirmations and journaling what you want and doing various alignment processes is 1,000,000,000,000 times more powerful. 30 minutes or an hour of that is 1,000,000,000,000 times more powerful than 8 hours of action, action, action. And when you have done this very powerful focus action enough, you create an insanely powerful force of creation backing you up. And then all you have to do is just point to what you want and then expect its creation and allow its creation and then marvel at the delight of its miraculous, easy creation in your magical, fun life. So I hope you got something from this. If you did, share with your friends. Come visit me at zakiron.com for more self-empowering goodies. And thanks again for watching this vodcast. And I wish you immense joy and immense abundance and fun and joy on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And of course, remember to make life a holiday.